I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The Birmingham City Council is increasing the local minimum wage a little earlier than expected. The council voted today to move the implementation date of the wage increase to March 1st. The council had the idea in August to establish an hourly minimum wage of $8.50 by July 2016 and $10.10 by July 2017, with increases afterward tied to inflation. Alabama doesn't have a state minimum wage and uses the federal minimum of $7.25. Council members who supported the proposal say it's meant to help low-wage workers escape poverty. Opponents have said the change could stall economic development. Council President Jonathan Austin says city leaders are aware of the opposition to the proposal at the state capitol. Old Man Winter is expected to be back with a vengeance over much of Alabama. Temperatures are colder than normal today, and some areas can expect some snowfall. The National Weather Service forecasts amounts of anywhere from a half inch of snowfall in the Huntsville area to close to an inch in northeastern Alabama. Chris White is a meteorologist for the NWS. He says there might be a break in all of the bone-chilling conditions right after Valentine's Day.
Below normal this week, probably a good part of next week, and then temperatures may begin to flip, and we may start to get to a warmer pattern of that warmer than normal temperatures would be favored by the third week of February.
The average low for this time of year is 34 degrees. Tonight's low is expected to be 25 degrees. Advocates for the homeless are keeping an eye on the plunging temperatures the next few nights. The city of Birmingham is opening up Boutwell Auditorium to house up to 300 people with no place to go. Don Lupo is the director of the Mayor's Office of Citizens Assistance for the City of Birmingham. He says that donations of food for the homeless are always welcome during the frigid weather.
A lot of people that live on the street don't have the capability of a can opener. So if they bring canned goods, which we encourage, bring the ones that have the pop tops. It just makes it easier on the guy or the lady that's living out here to get into.
A campaign rally by Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders last month meant that Boutwell was unavailable as a homeless shelter for people trying to escape the cold that night. A 50% chance of snow showers in the Tennessee Valley tonight. Very little accumulation expected with lows in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-20s. And mostly clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 30s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.